Well, it looks like the redistricting game worked for the Democrats, although not in a big way. It looks like they have control of the state Senate 20-18 and the state House 56-54. That, according to MERS News, who has called these races. Coming in, it was split 19-19, 55-55, the way I had it. But some of those races have updated. With me, Katie Hyde from Michigan News Source, the assistant director of news there. Katie, good to have you.
Thank you.
It looks like a, just a bad night for Republicans in Michigan. Now, I don't know if that's all that unexpected. Let's be honest. Gretchen Whitmer outspent Tudor Dixon 10-1. Tens of millions of dollars poured into this state, but also for all those state House and Senate seats. But I guess I'm going to reflect on what Liz Peek said earlier, and that is, okay, so you've got it for a couple of years, but we're going into a bad economic time. What will that mean in 2 years? I don't know. But right now, Republicans need to step back and evaluate, I suppose, of what they're doing. Your thoughts?
Well, our team went to bed really late last night and got up early this morning, and we were discussing it. It was very different. It was almost reminiscent of 2016's presidential race, to be honest. We went to bed with certain results, and then we woke up with different results. And somebody on our team put it this way: the red wave Michigan was expecting was hardly a puddle.
I don't know if there's any red wave at all. I mean, the Republicans didn't win anywhere. They lost everything. They lost the House. They lost the Senate. They didn't defeat any of the statewide races.
No, and those top three races at the top of the ballot, obviously we are still looking for confirmation, because politicians can declare that they've won all day long. It's not official until it's official. But you also notice in those top races that none of them ran away with it either. And so that says something as well. These were hard-fought races. People did come out and say what they liked or didn't like about the last 4 years here in Michigan. But in looking at some of these projections from this morning, and again, we're still reviewing the results, Detroit did secure a win for Whitmer. We are seeing that. And then, like you said, the Democrats in the state House and the Senate. And so, again, things are still shaking out this morning, but that's what we're seeing. The red wave that I think a lot of pundits said, hey, we're going to have, we just didn't see.
It didn't happen in Michigan. It didn't happen across the country. In fact, right now, it's not even clear the Republicans will have won. It looks like they'll have an advantage in the House of Representatives, but that'll be close. In Michigan, I see that MERS has confirmed John James the winner, but by very little, and he was thought to be way ahead in that race and wins by less than 2,000 votes, but he does win. So the breakdown for Michigan's congressional delegation, 7 Democrats, 6 Republicans, and the House and Senate very evenly divided. And so I guess we'll find out what Gretchen Whitmer does with this. Does she consider it a mandate? Does she continue with policies that clearly in some places are not popular, but in some places clearly are? I mean, I don't know what her policy objectives are going forward, but I guess we're going to find out with the trifecta in the Democrats' corner.
That we will. And it's interesting when you mention the congressional races. When the evening was winding down last night, you look at that 7th congressional district race where Tom Barrett was running against Alyssa Slotkin, and Barrett was running away with it with some very large numbers in between there. And upon waking up this morning, all of that had shifted. And again, we're still evaluating those numbers, but it looks like in Eaton County, where Tom Barrett is a resident, that he lost that area to Alyssa Slotkin. So
And if that's true, you know, to lose your own area. And the other thing last night is that Ingham County was not reporting until very late in the evening. So Ingham County, obviously, a strong stronghold for Gretchen Whitmer and a stronghold for Alyssa Slotkin, clearly, because Ingham County is a very, very blue county. And therefore, when those votes came in, they all went for Whitmer and Slotkin. So that was the difference there. But Tom Barrett had to run up the score in places like Brighton and Charlotte. And if he didn't run up the score there, he wasn't going to have a chance. And apparently that's what happened there. We'll see. All 3 of the ballot measures pass. I think the people are going to be surprised what they voted for when they realize what is actually in Proposal 2 and 3 for sure. And so I think people will be surprised what they find when that goes forward. But all 3 ballot proposals win fairly easily in Michigan. So we'll see what happens. And these races aren't certified for a bit. And you know, we could see a couple of I don't know what the closest races were for the House, because I had it at 55-55. MERS has it at 56-54. And the Senate at 20-18. So we'll see what happens. Anyhow, you'll be on top of it, right?
Oh, yeah. No sleep for journalists today, that's for sure.
That's right. Katie Hyde, thank you very much. Assistant Director of News, Michigan News Source, thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. So, you know, maybe it's time for a new constitution in Michigan. Of course, you'll never. Michigan basically securing itself as a blue state. That's what's happened. Michigan has secured itself as a blue state. Not a swing state, just a blue state at this point. But something that Ivy pointed out to me. With these results then, dear Democrats, I guess Joe Biden will be your nominee. I guess Joe Biden will be your nominee in 2024. How could he not? It's the you know, he didn't lose but a few seats in the House. Maybe control the House, maybe not. Don't know exactly. How could you throw dear Joe Biden out? Weakling that he is, embarrassment that he is to this country. How could you throw him out? You can't. We've got some other stuff coming up here in a moment. I'll have Congressman Tim Walberg here. And then Kyle Malin from MERS News will be here. I think the biggest takeaway for me, though, is quite clearly that the polling numbers were just awful all across this country. Just awful. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.